Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Greg Beshear is with us, ladies and gentlemen, because I want him to talk to us about something that that I know you're gonna want to hear, and hopefully you've already been thinking about it. Maybe you're doing some of it, and that's how to make sure that your small business has as much power as it can get. And because, as you heard me say in the previous segment, in the 21st century, you don't have to be big to do big things. Greg is the Vice President of Marketing for a company called Virtual PBX, and that's what he's here to talk to us about. Greg, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here. You know, Greg, when I started out in business decades ago, you know, the typical tool was a Bic pen and a type, you know, manual typewriter probably. And you know, I can remember when the first handheld calculators came out. You know, they were like the first, they were like iPods back in those days. Everybody thought it was the coolest. It was the coolest thing since sliced bread, you know. And so we've come a long way from then. But back in those days, in fact, maybe even not much more than 10 years ago, if you were a small business, you were, everything that you did, every element of your business showed your customers and the marketplace that you were small. There was no way to get out of being small. You were relegated to those kinds of assignments. But in the last 10 to 15 years, certainly since the PC came along 20 or so years ago, Greg, small business owners have been able to do, we've been given power. We've been given leverage that we didn't have before, and it's pretty cool, isn't it, Greg?
It is. It parallels what happened with distributed computing, and the whole idea of distributed computing was to distribute power to the individuals away from the central hoards of power, and it not only did that for computing power, but it allowed us to have applications and capabilities at the small business level that simply were unheard of before that. You can now look like a big business without necessarily having to be a big business.
One of the things that I remind my audience about from time to time is that small business owners have at their fingertips hundreds, if not thousands, of applications for $29.99 a month or for a purchase price of $99. Capability that 20 years ago GM or AT&T or whoever would have had to have paid, you know, some of the technology companies $25 million to create them a customized, you know, vertical package that probably wasn't as powerful as what we got now for $29 a month.
That's true.
Isn't it true? Yeah. And when you think about that, that makes it an exciting time for small business, doesn't it?
It is. It's just that the small business has to go out and find those things, understand them. So resources like yours help people know what's available. And once you know that it's there, if you do just a little bit of research on it, you'll find that there's all sorts of opportunities that will open up.
Well, and it allows small business owners to do big things, to do, and I don't mean get, as my father used to say, too big for my britches, you know. I don't mean do things bigger than you should be doing, but at least serve big customers in ways that we haven't been able to do before, and that includes the customer relationship software, that includes websites, the way technology, we can leverage technology on websites, but telecommunications is one of the big ones, isn't it, Greg?
It is today, especially because there's so much going on in this field. A lot of people thought telecommunications was kind of passé for a little while, and you know, we moved in other directions, and then the advent of VoIP has helped a lot of people see that there's more here than perhaps they thought.
Voice over internet protocol, VoIP, voice over internet protocol.
Yeah, voice over internet protocol.
Sometimes also you'll hear people just use the word IP. Sometimes that's the same thing.
True. And what's happened is simultaneous with that development, there's been a lot of other development about distributing telecommunications capabilities to small businesses the same way that computer power has been distributed. So it's the use of the phone lines and the internet together in a way that gives the small business the opportunity to look, feel, act, be like a Fortune 500 company at, you know, maybe $25 a month. We've got probably thousands of customers that are paying around that amount of money, and yet they look like a big Fortune company to the
And when you throw in the fact that I've got a BlackBerry in my hand and I can communicate with my customers without being at my office, because I just picked up his email while I was at my daughter's soccer match or my grandson's, you know, ball game or whatever it might be. I've got that email. I can respond back with that email. He or she, the customer, doesn't know that I'm not sitting in my office at my desktop computer.
Well, same thing with the phone call.
And the voice,
the phone call
exactly.
Comes in, you don't have to be at your desk taking it anymore. The phone system can find you.
Right.
Whether you're at the ball game or you're at your sister's in
Kentucky. And that's what you guys do at Voice at Virtual PBX.
You bet. Right now, for example, I'm working out of my home. The call comes in, the caller tries my business phone number, and the call comes to me here because that's where I happen to be working at the moment.
Right. So that's something I wanted to ask you about. Let's talk about some of these kinds of applications, because this is very important. See, I remember, Greg, back in '89 when I did what I'm doing right now, what I'm doing now, which was to start when I started my own small business, it was a variation of what I'm doing right now. In '89, I put in two lines, and I bought a two-line phone. But I had two lines, so I wouldn't have a busy line, you know, if one other person called. But that was my PBX. I mean, you know, it was better than having one line, but it was rudimentary. But it held me back a little bit. It still projected to my customers that I wasn't quite as big as maybe they would have liked for me to be. When we come back after these messages, I want to get Greg to talk to us about how technology has changed that and how today you can actually appear as big as you want to be. But also I want to find out how we can do that without losing touch with the customer. 20 after, we'll be right back with Greg Brashears. He's with Virtual PBX. You still got to try. That's right. Do it no matter what. Sunshine came softly through my window today. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out, both of them. Use them to your advantage. The first one is the flagship where you can get all the things that we do here on the show and lots of other things like articles and subscribe to my newsletter. The other one is askjim.biz is our knowledge base. That's what you can go to get answers to your questions right now. So check those out. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. Greg Brashear is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the Vice President of Marketing for Virtual PBX, and we're talking about how small businesses can not only appear to be big, but can execute in a much bigger way than some people might think through technology, through telecommunications capability. And one of them would be some of the things that you offer, Greg, at Virtual PBX, the ability to handle your phone messaging, your phone calls coming in, and get them to the right people, including when you're not even at your office.
Sure. When you're a small business, a lot of times you've got one line or two lines or something, and when people call in and those lines are busy, they get a busy signal. It makes you look like you're not a very big company. With a hosted PBX system like ours, when they call into your business, it's a real business call into a business system. It'll never ring busy. The caller will either go to a person if you want to have someone live answer the calls, or they'll go to an automated attendant that lets the callers select who they want to talk to or what department they want to go to. And when they enter their selection, we'll transfer the call to that person wherever they are in the world. They don't have to be working at a desk. They could be on phone, cell phone. They could be working from home. So it connects the caller to the employees wherever they're at and makes it sound and feel like they're going through a big business system with an automated attendant and with ACD queues that get to departments and professional voicemail and all of those things. So we've heard many times from our client base that they believe that they look and feel to their callers as though they're a fortune-type company when they're really just a small one- or two-person firm.
One of the things that I believe, Greg, and this may be a little bit at odds with what you guys, I know it's not at odds with what you offer, but it may not, it may be at odds with your full service approach. I think every small business owner should have a real person answering the phone when the customers come in. Now, I do believe that there are times when if everybody's busy, you know, maybe that you can have automated systems where someone says, would you like to leave them a message? I'll put you through to their voicemail. I think that's fine. I think people are used to that. But I don't like the idea of, you know, what some people call voicemail hell, where you just kind of get stuck and you have to wait and you have to keep pushing cues and everything. I don't like that part of it. I like the human touch for a small business as much as is possible. And but you guys offer that even when people are traveling, don't you?
You bet. The approach for hosted PBX is often put together in a way that is impersonal. It's automated attendance, and the caller has to figure out where they're going and try to figure out who they might want to talk to when they maybe don't know anything about the company. And in some places, that can work really well. I just press 1 for sales, and I go to a salesperson. Mm-hmm. In other cases, you want to have a more personal touch with your callers, so you want to have somebody actually answer the phone and send the call to sales so the caller knows that they're being handled correctly. And the right kind of system can do both. When there are operators available, the operator can take the call. When the operators aren't available after whatever short delay you want or no delay, you can have the system take over automatically and help the caller even though the operator's busy. And when the call comes in, you don't have to be in your office, so you can take the call whether you're the operator or you're just one of the employees. You can take the call from wherever you happen to be at that time if you want to be available.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good thing to have, and it's a good capability. What does it cost to do business with you guys?
The typical cost for a very small business right now runs about $25 a month. Depends a little on how much business there is and how much phone traffic there is and
how much human help you need.
Yeah, and we've got companies that are, you know, have over 1,000 extensions, and certainly they're more than $25 a month, but they've got people working from their homes or their branch offices across.
How do we get in touch with you guys if we want to do business with you?
Best thing to do is go to our website, www.virtualpbx.com. And
virtualpbx.com, so check that out when you get a chance. Greg, talk to us. We got about a minute left. Talk to us about IP, about voice over IP. Do you recommend it for small businesses?
We think voice over IP has got some real advantages to it, and we think it's a great technology. It's still evolving.
It's a whole lot better. It's getting better every year, though, isn't it?
You bet. If I were to make the decision for my business right now, I think I'd be a little on the fence. We don't care from our own business's standpoint. Virtual PBX will send calls to your cell phone, your home phone, a VoIP phone, a satellite phone, a C phone.
Yeah.
You know, so we're pretty agnostic about the technology, but we believe that it's up and coming and it has some real advantages to the right companies right now.
Well, we just bought a new phone system, and the one we bought has both capabilities. It has the Twisted Copper Classic phone line, but it also has the ability, whenever we're ready, all we can do with just a little bit is change over to or either add voice over IP or change over to voice over IP. That's one thing I'd recommend to folks. Hey, Greg, I got to wrap it up. Will you come back another day? We got a lot more to talk about.
We would love to do that.
Thank you very much for being here. Greg Brashear, ladies and gentlemen, with Virtual PBX. That's virtualpbx.com. Check out their website and see what they have to offer. It might make you look a lot bigger and help you leverage a lot bigger than you really are. Quick break, right back with Tim Berry. We're going to talk about business planning. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.